Almost everyone at Saints Joachim and Anne School in Queens has Haitian roots and lost family members in the earthquake. 9-year-old Joshua Nelson Joseph was in Haiti visiting family when the earthquake hit.
We were shaking and shaking, and I had my little cousin who was crying. This house was about to fall on us, and then it's like this person came and holded the house for it doesn't fall on us. Everyone says that God was with us.
Relatives of school vicar Reverend Jean-Moïse Delva were all found alive, though their homes were destroyed. He is concerned now with helping children, both those at his school and those in Haiti.
Those children were orphans back home in Haiti. And right now, they do need prayer. And prayer is the answer, I think, at this moment for their children.
The school is selling T-shirts to raise money for victims in Haiti. The first child to receive a shirt this day, 6-year-old Michael Constant, lost his father in the quake. Principal Linda Freeb says that Charity for Haiti and Grief Counseling are helping the children deal with the immediate trauma, along with religious lessons.
Disasters happen in the world, and we know that from history, but it doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. We meet every morning and we discuss what we are going to do to sacrifice for Haiti. We talk about it, and each child tomorrow, the children are going to bring in cans of food for the food pantry.
Here's Port-au-Prince. Here's where it occurred.
In science classes, students are learning about why the earthquake happened and how it caused so much destruction.
Again, it's still shaking. But if you're already in shabby rooms, you're going to have not much.
Principal Linda Freebs observes that even the best education and counseling can't reverse the grief and anger of those touched by the earthquake.
I think as the time goes on, we will see more and more of the anger showing through, or the quiet. That's what one of the children said to me. I don't know what it's worse, when my grandmother cries or when she doesn't say anything.
Freeb says sometimes there's both sadness and anger, and to help heal those pains, she leads the school's gospel choir in songs of faith. Carolyn Weaver, VOA News, New York.